that is on the face of the earth. So, we are the bosses. We the king. It's about us. And everything that has been created here is for our service. So what happened is, according to the narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the first day, Saturday, He created the earth, then the skies the next day, and like that the mountains, and then the animals, and then the plants, and so forth, until Thursday. Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of Asr Salah, created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam was now the man that was coming on the face of the earth. And we, the followers and the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, were then going to follow. So Allah created everything first, and then He sent Adam alayhi salam, and then He sent us. That's why I say we the boss. It's about all. It's all about us. So, you know, when some major, serious, important dignitary is coming somewhere, then they will first set up everything. They'll clear up the place. They'll put up whatever, you know, hall and chairs and whatever else it might be, the red carpet and all the decorations and everything. And then finally you'll find the main person coming. So Allah Ta'ala has made Adam, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. Allah has given respect to Bani Adam, to all of us. And He has given us the highest position from amongst His creation. And the rest of the creation has been created for our service. So then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came on the face of this earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ عَدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. That Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the names of everything. So we find the commentators say, what are the names of everything? Names of what? Is this a jug, and this is a Quran, and this is a stone, and this is a fan? What did Allah Ta'ala teach him? So the best explanation is, Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam all the sciences that man is going to need to carry on the face of this earth. Everything. Adam alayhi salam came on the face of this earth. He had no idea how to even bake a bread, or how to make a fire, or how to wear clothes, or how to cook food, or how to do anything. He did not know what was anything there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him all these things. And all those sciences have then developed and developed till today. We find they are still developing. And there are so many different ways we are still, you know, making use of the various things in the form of advanced technology and whatever else it might be. All started with the first knowledge that Allah Ta'ala granted Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So that knowledge is still carrying on. That's why if a person is studying some knowledge, some science, whereby he will be benefiting humanity, you must not look down on him. Don't tell him you're studying worldly science. You should become a Maulana or something like that. No. Alhamdulillah, if his niyyah is, I'm studying whatever I'm studying for the benefit and upliftment of human beings, so that life for human beings can become very much more easy, then that knowledge and that niyyah of his is linked up to the first sciences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So if a person's niyyah is right, then inshallah he'll get the reward, a great reward, because his work is to benefit mankind. Then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came on the face of this earth, and he lived the rest of his life as we all know. And before he came here, we know what happened in Jannah. We repeated that story some time back already. And Shaitan and all these people came and caused it there for him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down. We know that he was sent to the island of Sarandip. Sarandip actually is Ceylon, that it became known as Sri Lanka. So Adam alayhi salam, according to commentators, landed here. Ibrahim alayhi salam came and put him here. Where? In Sri Lanka. Not in Lothair. One footprint there in Lothair. Solid footprint. Adam alayhi salam's footprint. So Lothair, most of the commentators they mentioned. And his wife, our mother, Sayyida Hawa, radiallahu anha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought her down in Khurasan. Now where's Khurasan? Khurasan is part of Afghanistan, is all this Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan and all those places. So she was there. And two different parts of the world. And he, Allah ta'ala taught him whatever, she survived in there. It is said it took them 300 years before they met up. Can you stay so long away from your wife? 300 years. So they came. And where the Adam alayhi salam was sitting and resting in Arafat, and he sees her coming, and alhamdulillah, they saw each other after 300 years and they embraced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a lesson that this is a world where there will always be separation, and they will be getting back together and separation. And that is the nature of life. That's why Arafat actually means that it is the place where they recognized each other. That's where the plains of Arafat are known as Arafat. And so Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Hawa then lived there. And then the time came for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to pass away. So a good few years before he passed away, he started becoming very quiet, speaking very less. Jibreel alayhi salam came and informed him, you must not talk much, you must talk less, until the time came for his death. And the time for his death came, all his family, they gathered there, all his children. And how many? 40,000. We mentioned some time back how Allah Ta'ala caused procreation. I think you remember in one of the earlier tafsir some years back, that how they were born twins and then from there more children. So 40,000 of his children all were there. Children, grandchildren, everybody. And then the mayyat was going to take place. Lucky there was no protocols that day. There were only 50 people at the graveyard. So nevertheless, so then finally he passed away. And before he passed away, he told his children, he says, you know, I made one little fault and slip up in Jannah, because of which I lost everything. I lost the beautiful comforts of Jannah, the easy life of Jannah and everything. I had to come in this world and I had to slog. And really, that's the reality of this life, my brothers. No one must ever think he'll sit back and life is going to be good. Today it's this, tomorrow it's something else. It will carry on. You think you got everything sorted out, never ever going to happen, because it's not Jannah. Then Adam alayhi salam said, now the time has come for me to go back where I've come from. So then he passed away. His janaza was taken to the Kaaba Sharif. And his janaza was performed according to one narration by Jibreel alayhi salam. Right? And then after that, from there, he was taken to, those who have been for Hajj will know where's Masjidul Khayf in Mina. It's such a mission to get there. But in any case, you go, you must go there. Adam alayhi salam is buried somewhere around there. And 1 year later, our mother Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha also passed away. And she is said to be buried in Jeddah. Jeddah actually means grandmother. That's why it's called Jeddah, because of the grave of Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha that is buried there. So alhamdulillah, today's tafsir we read a little bit about Adam alayhi salam and our origins and how we came onto the face of this earth. And we must just remember the first line which I mentioned, that Allah created everything for us on the face of this earth so that we may use these things with honor and respect and go back to Jannah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually made our final resting place.